Welcome to Culture Crash, where we examine American culture, what's new and old in books, film, and entertainment. As the dog days of summer turn into fall, we'll break out the sweatshirts and spend more time inside. For me, fall means getting back to a regular reading schedule. With the typical summer distractions in the rear view, I love to spend September and October evenings with a good book. I usually read novels. I recently finished Blake Crouch's Dark Matter and loved it. Dave Eggers' books are always worth checking out, and nothing says Halloween like diving into some Stephen King. Carrie, maybe? Or how about Pet Sematary? But this year, I'm focusing on reading some nonfiction books. They can often seem more daunting than reading a mystery or a thriller, but I've found mixing in some true stories really opens my mind and teaches me new things. I'm currently reading American Fire, a newer book about an arson spree in rural Virginia. I just read Broadcast Hysteria, which focuses on the history of radio and specifically Orson Welles' often misunderstood War of the Worlds show. And as a Hamilton fan, I have Ron Chernow's Alexander Hamilton book on my shelf, ready for when I feel inspired to dive into 800 pages of American history. Nonfiction books often sound like they're going to be long and arduous, something I have to get through instead of something I can enjoy. Back in college, I was assigned to read Truman Capote's In Cold Blood, and I remember feeling a total lack of motivation. But what I found was that the biggest task for me is really just getting the pacing of the book down. Once I have the storytelling style in my head, a nonfiction account can be just as compelling as any novel. Case in point, I then spent 3 hours on a bus doing nothing but reading In Cold Blood, and found myself somewhat disappointed when the bus ride ended before I finished the book. This year, I'm trying to read more nonfiction, and so far it has been anything but boring. Plus, I figure all of those novels aren't going anywhere, so when I feel the itch for some fiction, a good Agatha Christie whodunit will always be waiting. I'm Evan Rowe.